You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Boom, it's Rusty. What's up, everybody? I'm seeing a lot of people booming, which is cool. I don't know. Maybe I'll thank myself. Maybe I'll thank Adam Cole. I don't know. One of us. I think I stole from him pretty fairly. But a lot of people are saying boom now, which is cool. Like, gotta get the boom. So it's good. I like it. I like that more people are saying it. I didn't know I stole it from him. I just started doing it on a random when I was on Whatnot selling shirts, slanging shirts like a crazy madman. But anyway, welcome to the Public Access Podcast, the podcast, now Pennsylvania's podcast, PA, out of, again, like I said yesterday, one of those words that the Amish use that have the all the names around here of all their towns that all have some sort of innuendo. So innuendos, what's up? And this is here on the Rusty Diamond Podcast Network. And I want to thank everybody for being here. If you're watching this show on YouTube or maybe Rumble and you're like, God, fuck, I don't want to listen to this guy. I do want to listen to him, but I don't want to watch him. Turn it off and go to where you listen to podcasts. Anywhere, probably. But if you're listening to podcasts, you're like, well, I want to know what this person's like or what their guest is like, what they look like, what they look like when they're talking, go to YouTube or Rumble. It'll be up there. So it's time for me to bring on my special guest. And my special guest is right here and right now. And my special guest right here and right now is Jamie Walker. How are you doing, Jamie? Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Rusty, for having me. How are you doing?
You're welcome. I'm great. It's some day of the week. Yeah, that's what I know. I knew it was someday, but I'm not quite sure. It's some day of the week, but it's a podcast recording day is what I do know. And that's what's important because... why not? Because like I'm always excited to get to podcasts, and it's nice that, you know, get to do it often, except I'm taking a break in the summer.
Good. We all need to take breaks.
Yeah. I figure it's important to do that. I booked myself very thin this last summer, and then I ended up having to message people and say, hey, I want to go to Six Flags today and go to the water park. Sorry. And then the next day, I want to go to the water park again. So I'm just going to take off like 3 months, maybe do a few episodes here and there. But yeah, when you got to take a break, you got to take a break. I've taken a break with this show before, and it's just nature of the beast. Sometimes you wear yourself out. You know, especially
I love how you learned your lesson, because like last year you talked about how you burnt yourself out. There's consequences to that. You had to communicate things that it's never good or fun to communicate to someone that, hey, I'm not going to have you on the podcast when or I have to reschedule. It is what it is, and good
Right.
on you for doing it because that is hard. But now this year you're like, okay, I know I'm going to need this for myself, and I'm going to put these boundaries in place. So
Yeah.
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig. And I mean, yeah, like I don't know when it was, probably like 2018, after doing this show for, I don't know. 'Cause I would do it, so I'd record a whole bunch and then I'd have it spaced out so they'd go in every Friday at, 7 o'clock. It would drop an episode. So it'd be like, yeah, your episode's gonna go and air. Okay, so it's January right now, so it's gonna probably be like the 3rd week of August that your episode's gonna air, and then it's like none of that shit's gonna be relevant then. Like what the fuck is really the point of that? I mean, it's great to just get a whole bunch lined up, ready to go, just have the set it up for a scheduled release and have them, but now it's like as soon as I record, I'm gonna put them out. I'm just gonna, if it's like an hour or two later, because it's gonna be in the moment, you might catch some stuff that's, I don't know. I don't talk about current events all that often that are like current events because I don't really care that much. But it's nice to just have everything right there and ready to go. And it's just, it took 10 years to kind of figure out what I like to do and how I should schedule things with this show. And yeah, I mean, I'm not a
That's
fast
amazing.
learner by any means, but
Yeah.
when I yeah find it out, I know it.
Yeah. I love that. And like 10 whole years to figure out that, doing something that's a little bit more instant is amazing. I know for the podcast that I host, we tend to do it a couple like just a couple of weeks out and then release. But we have a little bit more stuff going on in the background and everything, and I have a co-host. But we're actually on a break. So when we're recording this right now, we're on a break for a month. It's because I have a crazy schedule. So season 3 is going to come out in a month and a half, I guess.
So then what's your podcast format, I guess? How, like, when you let's say you get someone on and they come on, what kind of happens? What do they expect?
So for our guests, when they come on, so usually we only record Friday mornings. That is it. And usually then I already have things kind of the topics scheduled out for when they're going to release. So I can tell them that's going to be on average 3 weeks, let's say, out from when they're going to be. So it's, again, like you said, while we on our podcast, we don't tend to talk about too much relevant stuff because we like that evergreen content. We want to make sure that it's relevant no matter what time you're listening to it. And then like so but at the same point in time, when you are a guest, you're eager to hear what happens, and there's a reason why you're doing it. You're trying to get a message out. You're trying
Yeah.
to connect with your audience. So yeah, when you're sometimes it happens. I've been a guest on other podcasts where it's like, 3, 4 months out, and it is what it is. It works for them, but it is nice.
I remember doing that podcast. I remember that. Okay, yeah, now I remember. That
Yeah,
was a thing a while ago.
it pops up. It's like, surprise! Remember this?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah. And like, I've learned a lot since then.
Yeah. I wish I could update something on that episode.
It
Yeah, especially when you
happens.
listen
Yeah.
back, you're like, ah, oh, shit. And but
Yeah.
then, yeah, it's interesting, evergreen but ever changing. And how does that work? How do you navigate through evergreen versus ever changing, never evolving?
Yeah, so at least on the Capital Isms podcast, we do this by making sure like it is in our actual business plan to not be newsworthy. That is, we're really like, and if something comes up and we're like, oh, that would be such a good episode for Capital Isms and like to talk about and get into it, we're like, okay, but then what historically can we reference? We don't want to necessarily reference the news now. Every once in a while, it's just natural. But we're like, no, we want to go back and like look at the history of like where did this specifically come from? And let's talk about that. And that way we become evergreen content.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. And it's easy to be super topical and stuff, but then yeah, like you're saying, like hey, most of the people, if you get put them in a room and you're like, what happened on the news 2 weeks ago? I don't know. I don't know what happened today, I'm sure fired up about. And then yeah, then it's just someone's gonna go back and be like, oh, okay, well, what I really need to go listen to this for? What relevance is that going to have to anything in my existence? Unless it's something that like where you got to go in depth about it, where it's going in referencing a bunch of other events and times and everything of that nature.
Yeah, I always like, so I don't listen particularly to the news all that often. That's just, I just don't have enough time. However, it's funny because I get referenced as the friend who always knows what's going on. So, like, I'm not exactly sure how this works. It must be my social media. The algorithms just tell me what is relevant because I'm there and I'm like, and I do like to know what is going on, but no, I'm not sitting there, reading or paying attention to CNN or Fox News or here in Canada at CTV or CBC. Like, they're just not on my regular playlist. But when something catches my attention, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go read that article or I'm going to go do more research or something. And that's how I kind of stay more relevant. It also, I need to stay relevant for my clients a little bit too. If my clients mention something, then I'm like, okay, so like, what's going on here? Like, why is that react? Why are you having this reaction? It's a good idea to know why someone might be having a reaction that they're having.
Like what?
So if we're
You don't have
talking,
to go in
we don't have to,
exact
yeah. Well,
examples specifically to clients and tell me their
no.
names and stuff if you don't want to. I mean, and maybe
No,
their
I
address,
actually can't.
right?
Lisa.
Old HIPAA.
But no, signed contracts and I do take their privacy very, very serious. But things like we were going through the pandemic. So I started coaching at the end of the pandemic. But like even knowing kind of sort of the regulations of going back to work right now. At the time, and how frustrating people were, and like what were the percentages of people that didn't want to go back to work? It just knowing that, like having that in the back, my back pocket, when a client was like, I'm really frustrated, I don't know what to do. I can at least understand where some of that pressure might be coming from. Now, coaching is all about like really diving in and showing what somebody like being a mirror to what their geniuses and all of the stuff and all their answers to them, but it's still important to know and have context.
Rather than just kind of being like, oh yeah, you'll be fine. It's
Exactly.
just don't worry about it. I mean, I have a feeling other people are feeling that way. I'm not really sure, but what I can tell, what I'm ha have a hunch about, is yeah, it's nice to have a few factual items to go off of. That why not have a few actual facts when you're trying to make a point. Who doesn't appreciate that? And yeah. So then I kind of gone across this. I don't know if you've talked about this on our podcast or your podcast. And if you have, you can stop me. But so like during the pandemic and stuff, and you said that's when you started your business. I mean, was it where were you in your head to get to it's time for me to start a business? And so have you answered this on your podcast or other
I have
podcasts?
no, so I haven't. There's a little. I have answered kind of sort of my journey. So I'm a certified life coach, and as well as a Mind Rebel coach. So I've answered kind of sort of like how did I discover my, that was going to be the next big step for me, and the process of then deciding to go the business route. I haven't discussed it, so I'd be excited.
Okay, so yeah, like, so Because there was a number of things people were doing during the pandemic, and it seemed it was a lot of freeze up and not know what to do, go into working on a million different projects, or there was a bunch of doom scrolling on social media. Were you in falling any of those categories, and did they switch throughout that time frame?
So I think I definitely went through like cycles of like different things. And I def like I was working in I was working in the corporate. My background is marketing and operations and communications. So, and then of course had to start working from home. Grateful for that. I had already worked from home before. It was really nice to have my space back. But what I was going through actually ended up while I was working full time, I had a coaching school ask me to set up their customer relationship management software for them. And so I was just having discussions with them. So like life coaching was kind of, I was being pulled into it and learning more and more about it. At the same time, like many in the pandemic, my personal life was starting to blow up.
What do you
And
mean?
so I at the end, mid, I'd say mid pandemic, I actually got engaged. But at this point in time, when I was discovering coaching, my engagement was just, it wasn't aligned to me anymore. And it was clear that this person and I were not meant to actually eventually get married. And we were, I want to say 8 or 9 months away from our wedding.
Okay.
And when we decided to part ways. So like my world, and then of course, nobody likes to be in their early 30s and moving back home with their parents. So I had to do that. So yeah, my life kind of imploded while still being called to life coaching and everything else.
So how did that work? How open could you get with that, and how open could you get with yourself with that part? I guess were my two questions for that.
So I can get very, very open with myself. And I have done the work to sit with it and all the feelings. And I am very proud of the fact that I, at the time, I really just surrendered. When life starts imploding. And it's funny because over the last couple of years, it was a very pivotal moment for me, but it wasn't the most shocking, earth-shattering point in the last couple of years that I have been through. But it's one that a lot of people are very intrigued with, and they feel themselves in it because often, like, they could be in a moment in their own relationships of like, I'm questioning whether to stay or to go. And that is natural. That is like normal. It's even in healthy relationships, there's going to be pivots and moments in time where you think, like, do I stay or do I put in the work or do I go? And nobody can make that decision for you but you.
Right.
So I kind of bring it up just for more of a, hey, you can change your entire life in your 30s if you really needed to, if you felt that that was the way.
You
So I surrendered
100%
into
can.
it. Oh yeah.
The 30s is not that old.
It's not old, and you can do it in your 40s, you can do it in your 50s, you can do it in your 60s.
Yeah. And I mean, you get people, I don't know, because you probably don't get people that come in that are saying, like, I don't want to change my life. I'm 27, and this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life because this is all I know. Like, I mean, what happens with someone like that? I mean, who's probably not going to get into some coaching, and just, I mean, it's on them. You can't be like, oh, hey, you should go to coaching, or can you tell somebody that without them getting and taking it negatively? But I feel if someone is that into what they're doing, maybe it could be a good thing, or maybe it might just blow up their whole perception of everything and be like, okay, I need this. Or maybe they're like, well, fuck you. No, like, I don't, like, I'm good. I'm gonna be doing this until I fucking have a heart attack and die in fucking 40 years. And like, that's what I'm doing. This
Yeah.
is my life.
I would say that is a very boomer attitude, and I'm going to caveat by saying that it still exists in all generations. But the reality of this, a reality of living on this planet is there are three things that we can guarantee: death, taxes, and change.
Right.
So that's kind of
And
what I would say. But if somebody is at 27 years old, because I was probably very close to being that 27-year-old. And I loved my career, I loved my life, I loved like everything going on. You can't tell somebody that, like, oh, hey, things are going to change when they're that much in love and that steady on their mindset and their path. And that's okay. It's literally one of those situations where you go, all right, you're doing your thing, you're on your path, you're okay. I'm here when you need it, knowing that if they start seeing those changes and they're having frustration or challenges with the changes, that's when they know they can come back to you, and just providing that like love and that support for them to come back, and knowing that they are whole, capable, and creative all on their own.
Yeah, and I mean it's I wish it like yeah, some of those people like you can really fucking someone get through to them and like if it's not a way that's conventional and maybe they don't want to know it, but I think it's something they should at least know exists that there is possible ways to change and evolve and not just yeah, I don't know, 'cause yeah, 27. I mean, I don't know what I was doing. I think that was when I decided to become a wrestler. I was 27 or something. And it's like, well, yeah, like you can change it. Like you can do something different at 27. 27 is not too old. Yeah, 37, 40s. I'm still changing what I'm doing. I'm, in my 40s and, it's not a bad deal. It's you gotta keep evolving. You gotta keep working on yourself, and there's so much with that too, with like just working on yourself and finding out shit about yourself and working through things and like I don't know, because it's hard with hypnosis sometimes, like with some of the shit, like working through things and being able to have it where it's something that's not like something that was the worst fucking thing that happened to them in their life, and then doing hypnosis and being like, well, now it's not so bad. Now, what do I do with this now that I don't have to worry and be afraid of this all the time? Like, this was kind of what I thought I am. And I feel some people get into their whatever is holding them back or down in their own mind more than anything, more than actual reality, is like it becomes part of their personality. And if they lose that, then what, who are they? And that's that fucking sucks. Like there's and I probably have gone into that fucking part of my life too, like where I've been like that's just what it is. That's who I am. I'm that fucking guy, and who had that one fucking moment, and like that's gonna be like I'm just that. That's who I am, and that's how it's gonna be forever. And but then it's like, wait, no, you're not. You're a lot more than that. And like, there's a lot of things too. A lot of people want to hold on to that. There's something that's kind of outside of like who they really are, just like some event or some holding on to some identity of some sort that like either a physical or mental I don't know if that's coming out the right way. Like I'm not saying like identity and all that. I'm not going that way, but like I'm saying, like fucking just yeah, it's not, there's you're more than your bad thing that happened to you. And what is it? What is it? What can it be?
So I think what I get, what I'm getting as you're saying that is that there are certain patterns that become certain characteristics of us. They're actually not us. They're either a trauma response is a big one. So especially when you're talking about like you're going through as a hypnotist to try and remove some of that or make that trauma experience less of a negative impact. And but when you do that, yeah, there are these little trauma responses that actually become patterns that then eventually become characteristics of ours. And they're not, you're right, they're not us. They're like these veils that we're either put on by we put on for protection or society puts on us, trying to get
Absolutely.
us to basically be like everybody else.
Right.
And it's a process to start like removing it and I well, first identifying them and then just like removing them to try and get down to that core of who you are because we didn't come to this earth to repeat a script. We didn't come to this earth to t repeat everything that everybody's telling us or to do everything that everyone's telling us to do. We came here to create
Right.
and to be authentic.
Yeah. And evolve who we are and learn things. Learn things about why we're doing these
Yeah.
patterns or that it's okay. I mean, it's okay to like stop a pattern and
Yeah.
you know, it's 'cause then you can also you can get little bits of serotonin from sympathy from always having that be that, and then but that's only like this little tiny bit of serotonin boost. But those serotonin boosts, it's like social media is like so fucking powerful. Like, I want to go
Totally.
back and I want to get that positive reinforcement, but then you're always chasing that and not doing anything for yourself, which is why life coaching is important and, invaluable for anyone to. I mean, you have to be bettering yourself. It's stupid not to. And I mean, I've gone through points in my life where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fucking good. 26-year-old fucking Rusty. Yeah, I guess sure do. I'm fucking cool. Like, what do I need to fucking
Right.
do anything better for? I know it all. I know everything there is to know in this world. You guys are all just fucking dumb. And fucking
Yep.
yeah, hypnotists are fucking stupid. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, but then, yeah, you get
I hear
me
you.
a little later, and you're like, oh, okay, I was wrong, and I'm glad I
What?
was wrong.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun to like I'm at a stage now where in life where I'm like, you know what? Like the more I figure out that I'm wrong about things, the more I learn, the faster I learn things. It's just like this brilliant path to that and be shown new and better things. I want to also like talk about like, you know, we talked about going back to that whole characteristics things of like who you're not. What do you do then when there is a characteristic that was developed due to a response to trauma, and then that characteristic was actually rewarded in society.
It
So,
happens a
like,
lot.
yeah. So, I for like for example, one of my go-to characteristics for the longest time was, you know, especially in the corporate world, and even amongst in my socials and my personal life, was I was always really organized. I was the go-to person for all the answers. Always knew what was up. Like I was a very type A personality. And going through doing the things of coaching, allowing to learn to trust my body again, trust my heart and my soul again, and everything like that revealed to me some really terrible things in my past. And then I had a one day I was working and I had a bit of a bit of a breakdown where I just like could not believe that I was not that person who had all the answers in my core is not that person. And then I was like, then who am I? If I don't have all the answers, then who am I? And that was because that was a safety mechanism I learned and developed and then was rewarded in a very, really good career because I was the one that had the answer. So that, you know, inflated my ego that, you know, made sure I had money, you know, in the bank that, and et cetera, et cetera. And then to realize that that core of like what made me successful is not actually me. was like, oh my God, how did, like, and I wanted to like remove that mask so quick and chuck it so far.
And so, I mean, how did it come up? Were you like just sitting, under a tree one day and it just sort of happened, or where it was something going on? I mean, that's a pretty
Yeah.
big breakthrough to
It
have.
is a breakthrough. So like I think there's like it's funny because we have like when you start doing the work and when we talk about the work, the inner work, you don't necessarily you won't necessarily always have the breakthrough in like a session or when you're like writing in your diary, for instance, or like whatever tasks that work for you. They tend to happen when you least expect them and when you're in the middle of your life, your day-to-day life. So I was in the middle of working. I received a task from my manager that was like just honestly an absolute like wasn't even from my manager, it was from some other department and it was an absolutely ridiculous like task of like there is no way this is going to get done. Like this is you're asking impossible here.
Right.
In the past I could make a possible happen most times. I'd figure out a way, I could do it, blah, blah, blah. And I just sat there and I had tried already a couple of different things. And then I all of a sudden just sunk into that feeling of being like, oh, I'm okay if this doesn't happen. Like, yeah, you're asking me the impossible thing, but it is also impossible. And I'm okay with holding myself here. And then I had a breakthrough right then, like, thankfully, working from home on my computer, of like, that was when that breakthrough happened of like, that's not me. That's, and I, took a step back and I went to the kitchen, had my actual breakdown. But yes. And, yeah, like that's when, when I learned about some of the most, my most traumatic past, well, it was in the middle of, some activities happening and then it bursted through. That's usually because and unfortunately, we can't plan them. You can plan what you do with them afterwards.
Right.
But you can't plan those moments in life. Like things happen.
Yeah, everything's going to change inside my head in about 2 days and 14 hours,
Yeah.
11 minutes and 6 seconds. So
That'd be lovely.
let's just sit down for a minute. We're going to meditate until then, just to prepare ourselves to make sure everything is going to be good for that moment. And but like, how lucky are you to have a breakdown while at the same time being able to realize what the breakdown is and not just go into there's no hope, go
Yeah.
into I'm evolving and something just happened and it just fucking rocked my whole world. And that's a hard thing. It's a hard fucking shitty thing to say sometimes to someone, but like, I feel it's a good thing to say, and it can be taken the wrong way for sure. But it's one of those things like good you had it. Like look at how much better your life is that you had. If you hadn't have had it, you wouldn't know. And knowing's important. Knowing things, learning things, and like you said earlier, being wrong is fucking cool. Those weren't your words, but those are my words put into your mouth there, which, whatever. But being wrong is fucking great. Like there's something to it, because that means like, okay, yeah, I'm wrong. And it's hard when people don't want to admit they're wrong. And it's like you can't do shit with them though until they fucking want to. So when they want to, they can. But yeah.
Yeah, I recently found a new quote or a statistic that a healthy mind is a flexible mind. So somebody that can take on the like look at the facts who aren't necessarily bogged down by like this is their opinion and that is what's right and like someone that is okay with new ideas coming in, new statistics, new information. That's actually a hallmark of a healthy mind.
Right.
And I didn't always think that because there's also that level of what I was told growing up was that, you are who you are and that is it. And I think and there was, being told like there's strength in that, just hold your boundaries, not hold your boundaries, but stand your ground, like all this and that. And it's like, whoa, I think there's some truth in that too. But then working with a idea that we are ever evolving and changing, and we can be flexible and allow things ha to happen and allow ourselves to be told we're wrong and to grow.
And I mean, I think that there was I mean, going back to like the last 4 years, I mean, there's a lot of people who stood very rigid on a lot of different beliefs. And whatever saying something different to anyone would just kind of shatter their thing and not wanting to learn new things, not wanting to, be okay that there's gray areas and yeah, that like, oh, maybe I was wrong about something. Like,
Right.
shit, okay, yeah, maybe I'll look at that over. I wasn't right all the time, and oh man, fucking
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I was okay, yeah. Now that you changed my mind. And that's okay. It's okay to change your mind. You like you're those Whatever you're holding on to there also isn't your personality. That's just something you're fucking stuck on and
Yeah.
making that like what you are. And it's like, well, no, you're more than that. I hope you're more than that. You are. And I guess I want you to know that. But then that's also like, well, who the fuck are you? But I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just trying. I'm trying to, I want people's lives to be better. I want people
Yes.
to grow. I went lots of years with little to no growth, and it was a mistake, and I learned from it. And I can't give everyone all the answers, but I can tell you a few things, and I hope you can maybe have an open mind to things. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. And but yeah, keep your mind open. Keep your mind open. You can learn new things. It's okay. It's okay to learn new things.
Yes. Yeah, it's always okay to learn new things. And I love that you talked about like that gray. I love the gray area. I dance in the gray.
Me too. And it's important. That's how you learn. You don't learn with everyone reinforcing what you're saying or everyone arguing with what you're saying there's no way you're right. What I mean, yeah, what do you learn from that? How does anyone grow? It's just butting fucking heads. And
It's exhausting. It's
right.
just exhausting to
And
constantly butt heads with people.
yeah, and then at the
I
end, what
just,
happens? Where does any of that go?
well, that's just it. We just end up getting angry at each other, which I mean, there's different types of emotions that are actually really good. Like they're your guidelines and they're your navigation system. But just to be frustrated for frustrated sake. Take your energy. Your energy is much better off somewhere else.
Yeah, way better. And like, yeah, I mean, like you can put your energy into anything. Like we were saying earlier, like with during the pandemic, the fucking how much doom scrolling there was when you could have been starting your own business and putting your energy into that rather than just going and scrolling, seeing what everyone's opinion of everything is. Just to argue, to go and put your energy into that, to be like, oh gosh, I don't like that. And why? What are you doing? What are you doing? Do something positive, do something for yourself. You have this time. This time is fucking awesome. Like, take your time to do something. When do you gotta do something for yourself? Why don't you?
Yes.
What? Why not? Why
Yeah.
not? What's stopping you? Like, is scrolling through Facebook that you scrolled 20 minutes ago, is that gonna, what's that gonna do? Take half that time and put it towards bettering yourself. And I don't know, people are afraid. And what happened if you do better yourself? What do? If you do have a breakdown, or if you do start doing work on yourself and find something out about yourself that is like a big life change, what do
Yeah.
you do?
I think it's one of those things that if you are meant to if that is meant to come up in your lifetime, it is going to come up regardless of what you do. So either you do the work and welcome those things. And don't get me wrong, like we don't have a crystal ball to be like, oh yeah, this is, you're going to remember this trauma from when you were a child. You know, if this happened to you, or you're going to have this outcome. This terrible thing is going to happen to you based upon XYZ. We don't. We have no crystal ball. But you can work on what you can control is what is yourself and how you are going to respond to those things. And it's funny because, and yet we do the work, and yet sometimes the unimagined, what we couldn't even think possible, still happens. And that's actually something like it truly did happen to me. And just like cracked my world wide open. And now I'm actually, and I'm not far out from that experience of, from 2 years ago. And now things are dramatically different that have caused me to shut down, like remove people from my life that like actual family members, has caused me to really put in some really strong boundaries, but I'm happier.
Right. And, but I mean, the thing is, you noticed it when it was happening. And that's always like, that's something you're not giving yourself credit for. Like, you noticed it was happening when it was happening. Like, it was not just an unconscious reaction of what happens. And, yeah. And, you're learning. You're learning. It just was not coming up the same way that you thought, but your brain was going from this is how things are to wait, someone said something different here, but like I'm not quite sure. I want to stick with like what I kind of know, but like I'm noticing something's wrong. How can I change this? And that's a huge fucking change. So good on you for that.
Well, I was in with I was in my coaching program. I coach I my back I trained with them for a year, and the container that I was in was just so beautiful, and I was held so well that I was able to dive in deep and do the hard work. And so that now I can do that for my clients. I always say, like, we as coaches, you can only meet another human as deep as you're willing to meet yourself. And
Right.
I went to like the depths of my soul in that moment. Now, that's not to say that there's definitely more depths to reach, and I'm excited for those.
Which is cool, a big change with that. Like I'm hoping for another fucking big old breakthrough and possibly breakdown. Like I like give it a few days then, but then that's a big change you're going through then you're fucking evolved. You're not evergreen. You're ever evolving, not evergreen, but you're.
Yes, you're right. It's funny because we're sitting here and we're both like, because we've obviously been, but we've both been through these things and these cycles. And we're both like, oh yeah, your world's falling apart. That's good. You're removing all this stuff that's no longer aligned to you, making room for better things. And like, and it's because now when you see friends going through it, you're like, you're so excited for them. You're like, I'm so excited for the version that you're becoming and the things that are going to be coming to you because now you have the room and the space. But it is hard. You can't say things like that because then you are actually bypassing their emotions. And that's
Right.
actually a key part of like that cycle and the reason it's happening.
It's like I'd be talking to them 6 months ahead of time. I'm talking to future them, and you're like, go with me here on this. Like, yeah, but you're not at that point right now, so it's kind of a bit of an earth shattering. Everything kind of crumbles down. Like, how is that going to make sense? I see what you're saying. That's a good point. It's a real good
And
point.
then when my clients are going through it too, it's a matter of, okay, I'm gonna sit in the muck with you. And you know what? Yeah, we're gonna sit in that muck and it's gooey and it's gross and it feels weird and it like nothing makes sense. It's okay. Let's be here. It's okay to like, because then Only then will you actually do the right actions because you're connecting to yourself. Because if you go and bypass it, you're going to end up back at square one again faster because you didn't learn your lesson.
Yeah. And yeah, if that lesson doesn't kind of kick your ass, then you probably missed it. It's you've probably missed something. And I've had those too. And
Yeah.
so, like I said, I'm not a fast learner, but I learn things very well eventually in a different way, I guess. But yeah, sometimes I'm going to end up doing the same thing over and over, but then I'm going to realize it. And I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Why I am then, like I said, consciously realizing that, oh yeah, I'm fucking up, but this is something that's good that I'm not just unconsciously doing this. I'm noticing that this is a bad thing I'm doing. And I hope next time I encounter it, it's going to be either not ha I'm not going to say it's not going to happen again, but I'm going to have more tools, which is, something, one of those things to say, more tools, is something that kind of gets thrown around, a lot when you're working on yourself. And I wish there was kind of a better word choice for that, but I don't know what it is. I always feel kind of like it's downplaying what it really is, that it's like you have more tools for what's going to happen, but I feel like it's more than that. They're more than tools. They're like big fucking things. They're not just like, it's not just a screwdriver and a hammer and some sandpaper. It's like you're getting some big fucking jackhammer and something like that, a bulldozer and explosives. It's a whole different ball game. It's not just some little thing. It's
Not, yeah, they're often not these like little things. And we always talk about like what I have heard the conversation to be like is like, oh, you're on a side quest. You've stepped off your path and you're on this like this little side quest. But then as a side quest goes on, you learn tools, you mess up, you collect those bulldozers and those jackhammers, and then you come back to your path and you're like, I have all of the stuff that I need to take my next step. And then I kind of like always ask my clients, and I'm like, okay, then how is that side quest not on your actual path? If you are meant to acquire those tools to bring you to that next level,
Right.
what makes you say that you're off in the sticks, wasting time?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to pass the level guard right there without it. You wouldn't be able to, yeah, get it
Yeah.
to the next part of the net level or next level up, without those items. You can try and try and maybe get close, but then it's like, well, if you just had those items, you could go and you win, and you move forward. And I don't know. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I don't know. It's yeah, easy to get ahead of myself here with this.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's funny, we go back. I don't know how much you and I are learning in this conversation because we seem to be very much on the same page. So we're not
Yeah.
not telling the other one that they're wrong. We have the same mindset, but
Not yet.
not yet.
Well, if we work hard enough, you can always find something to find that 90, you have those 99 things that you really like are on the same page, but that one
There's
thing,
always
like,
one.
nope, that's it, like I give up. Like I want that one thing to pop up. I feel that you can teach me about some stuff that I don't know or that I'd be wrong about, and I'd be happy to be like, oh yeah, I was fucking wrong. I was wrong.
And likewise.
Yeah.
Absolutely
Why
likewise.
not? Why not have that? Why not just get to have that every once in a while? And it feels good. It feels good. You don't need to be defeated, because next time it comes up, you will know it. You'll know, at least know. And if someone else says you're wrong, then you're like, oh, that's even better. Okay, yeah, I guess I can switch back, and that's okay too. It's okay to switch back to whatever your thing was, but it's an evolved version of switching back, if that's a thing. If it's a very polarizing, no gray area, very black or white, Then that's something, or you move somewhere along
Yeah.
that grayscale. And this is okay wherever you are.
That's
It
part of
might.
your flexible mind. And a flexible
Right.
mind is a healthy mind.
Right. Yeah. It's yeah, I don't know. I would like more people to know that. I would, and it's so how do you tell somebody with a rigid mind to have a flexible mind? I feel that is like telling somebody, hey, you need to calm down right now. Calm down and take a few breaths. And I feel it's like that same thing. It's like it's I all the best intention, and like I know you're gonna feel better for that, but like if I were to go up to someone and say, hey, you need to calm down right now, like take a few breaths, just chill out for a minute, whatever is going on, whatever, just fucking chill out, just chill the fuck out. Yeah, I'm sure that works really well. It's kind of same with someone with a rigid mind telling them to have an open mind. How do you get somebody to kind of go to that process?
It's kind of one of those things of like, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
And I think where I stand when people come forward with a very rigid mindset, it's like just kind of super curious. Where is that based out of? Where does that come from? And I
Oh,
want to
shit.
encourage them to keep talking, and I want to keep asking questions. And it's not to change their mind, it's because I'm putting my curiosity cap on.
And that they're gonna tell you
And they'll
eventually
tell you,
something.
oh yeah. Yeah.
You let them talk, they're gonna tell you. You just like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. And you're like, oh, well, they're okay.
Then you're like,
Now we're
oh,
getting somewhere.
now we're getting somewhere. Because oftentimes, like from my own experience of dealing with people who are very, very rigid, and is that they might be saying certain things because they feel like they've never been heard. So if they've got their backs up, and you come across and you go, tell me more. Oh, where did you get that from? Oh, where is that belief held? And they are then given their platform or their bit of a stage to let some of the stuff out. Their back's going to come down a little bit, and they're going to start trusting you. We know that the more somebody we allow somebody to. We know that the more someone allows us to talk, the more we automatically are going to be trusting of them. It might not actually be true, but it is just human nature. So when you start to, and you kind of like, it's like this, when you shake up a pop and you have to like, you allow it to start to kind of allow it to release slowly, and they'll give them that space and that time, and then they can come back to a regulated state. Because only then in our regulated state can we actually have a conversation that is going
Right.
to be beneficial for both.
Well, because you can't learn anything when you're in constant fight or flight mode, which a lot of times people don't know that they are, and they're in that constant fight or flight mode, and you make dumb decisions. You can't learn anything new. And that sucks. And that's like, you think you're learning things, but you're not. You can't take in new information when you're in fight or flight mode. And side note, with the soda or pop or wherever you are in the world, and what you go call it. So when it's shaken up and you want it to not, fizz out or whatever, when it goes all over the place when you open it up. So rather than tapping on the top of it or whatever, doing the that or the this thing, you go along the sides of it like this, like around the whole thing, and just sort of, if you guys, this is my audio version of telling you what it is, but you kind of like, what'd you call,
Like tap on the sides
like
kind of
tap on
thing.
the side, yeah, tap on the sides, all around the sides, and you open it up and it's just normal. It's totally fine. All the bubbles go back to normal, and it just opens up like it opens up before without being shaken up.
So I think I even like that analogy even more, because as we like ask, get curious, that is our vision of like tapping on someone's sides. I mean, like, what's here? What's going on? What's So
Yeah.
thank you for sharing that, because that makes even more sense.
You're welcome. Yeah, just like that around the whole thing, and just yeah, get in there and try to find out what can be worked on. Like where yeah, why is that the way it is? Like, yeah, have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed that? Maybe you have, but why? Why did you notice?
And I'm going to go as far to say that if somebody is coming in a very rigid manner, they are probably in fight or flight mode without even realizing it.
100%, 95%, 95%. And yeah, and I mean, it's, yeah, so much with, there's a lot, and it's a hard one to talk about, especially with, PTSD and stuff of that nature. But a lot of people who haven't worked through PTSD are in constant fight or flight mode. And that's another thing that's like, I could say something that's real easy to understand on the other side of it, but on the side before, like the having to work through it, like I can just be like, yeah, like if you work on this, like it's going to be better. Like you can't just go and tell somebody that. Maybe you can, but or maybe I could. I try not to, but it's, yeah, I mean, if you're just constantly like on the lookout for, something bad to happen, because that's what you know. So then you're just making these snap decisions, and you're not able to take in new information, and you're just living on getting by to survive the next, tiger attack or something, or whatever it is. And it sucks. And like, that's why, like, yeah, like PTSD stuff, I won't charge for that one. Like, that's one that, because it's like, I don't know. The people I think could benefit the most of it usually don't have a bunch of money, or maybe they do, but like that's a tough one, and then that can change someone quite a bit, pretty fast. Just be not having to kind of get out of fight or flight mode is, and that's a hard thing to, like, again, the calm down, like, oh, you're in fight or flight mode, like just chill the fuck out, like, like, I don't know, trying to tell somebody that is, it's not best way to tell somebody that either.
No.
So I don't know, is that something that you ever come across with some clients or anything like
So
that?
yeah, so there's a couple of things that you touched upon, and I'm going to circle back on. Yes, so PTSD is something that I am a trauma-informed coach. What that means is that I'm aware that every single human on this earth has been through some form of trauma. And whether it is a large trauma or what they call big T, or if it's a small trauma, whether it's small, like small T, and that scale is going to be individualized to that person. So let's say my trauma may not be may not be that big of a deal to others, but it's a big deal to me. So it's recognizing where my client is and how is that affecting them. On top of that, I am also very clear that I am not a therapist. I work very well with therapists. I have some therapists that have actually recommended me as a coach when their clients are ready, which is a huge thing for me, and I'm very proud of. And I'm also somebody that does have CPTSD, so complex PTSD. So, all to say that there's a lot of tools in my backpack to accommodate and to hold that space. And that's what it is as a coach, as a coach and as a human. It's just like we can hold that space to help them. Now, your background, you know a little bit more about that mind and about digging in and about that. I have it in. I don't have that extensive knowledge that you have, but I can still hold that space and ask those questions and make sure they are seen and they are held and they feel that they they're connected and still worthy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, whatever comes up from that is what's right for them. If they truly, and you know, this is where we also sometimes I'll work with, I'm starting to explore somatic practices. I know for myself is a big, it was a big thing in helping me process emotions and get through things. Starting to learn how to go from intellectualizing my feelings to actually feeling them was a big, huge step in my process. People who have, especially childhood trauma, that is a big thing that we are separated from ourselves and our emotions. We're intelligent. We know why things are happening because we watched everything happen, and so we protected ourselves,
Right.
but we didn't actually feel our feelings. And then going back to that part of like, you're right, sometimes the ones that can benefit the most from what we do in this world don't necessarily have the money, but that's where I offer things like a sliding scale or offer a pay what you wish session. Because I do believe in bringing, like you, I believe in bringing this information and these tools without having a pay, without having a block of payment. But like this stuff deserves to be available to everybody.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, it's also trying to find, get the right person too, which is like, I know not everyone likes me, and I have people calling me up and they're like, oh yeah, I want to work with a hypnotist. And like, I'm like, okay, yeah. But are we, are we good? But don't know. That's also something that like is important. There's always, and I found this with, therapists and psychiatrists, psychologists. I don't know the difference. Maybe one day I will. I probably should know the difference between
One
those.
can prescribe medications. This is
Okay.
how I know it. So it's
Cool.
probably not exactly it either. But I know one can prescribe medications and one does not. And one is more of a talk, whereas one that was the other is going to be able to understand the chemicals a little bit more, again, to prescribe those medications.
Gotcha. Okay. So then, yeah, probably all those. There's someone else. Like you find the person that you can work with, and if you try someone and they don't work out, there's somebody else, and which is great. And like, don't like I tell people I'd rather have them, go to another hypnotist as opposed to like being like, oh, like I tried this one hypnotist guy and I talked to him on the phone for 4 minutes and I didn't really like him. So I'm just gonna give up on hypnosis. And like I'd rather just, yeah, I'll give you the names of some people, or there's a lot. You can just Google them and please get to that. And I want them to get to that. And yeah, I'd much rather see them find it and find a way to be able to better their lives than just stopping. Sorry, I got cats galore coming through here. So
What is the kitty's name? I
this
have,
one,
yeah.
shithead.
Actual name?
Shithead. Let me see
Okay.
if I can hold this up. Hey buddy.
Love black kitties.
Me too. There you go, but put your
It is
yeah. Shithead.
Shithead.
When we got him, he was a menace, and yeah, we got him from the pound, and he was a menace. And then, like, oh, this cat's a fucking just a terror, fucking little shithead. And I was really into The Jerk, the movie. And the cat or the dog's name in the movie is Shithead, and so I was like, started calling him Shithead, and then it stuck, and then. And then he became a really good cat, and he's good. He's good at helping me out sometimes when I have some tough days. So it's good. Yeah, I got him, and then there's another cat, Leon Black, somewhere. I don't know where he is, but
There's
he
some
was in here a bit ago.
special. Cats are
Yeah.
just, I mean, pets in general, but cats especially are just so, they're so special and they're so in tuned, and they can be little assholes because they are so in tuned.
Right. Too
Yeah,
smart.
they're very smart. They just know, like they're they become, I've heard stories about cats are kind of like the, they have both one foot in the spiritual world and one foot in our reality.
Oh yeah.
And
Yeah.
it just, so, like, they're just such cool creatures.
Yeah, I've heard of some animals that hang out at hospitals and hospice places, and they'll go into the rooms of the people who are about to die to just sort of chill with them to, get them. So it's a very eerie thing. Like the cat walks in your room, you're like, oh damn, okay. I guess this is the best possible scenario for the way to go. Like I got a cat here, but I'm gonna die. So that kind of sucks. But like this cat's here to fucking help me through it. And
Sure. Yeah.
yeah, their
I'm
cats
cool with
are,
it.
yeah, cats are pretty cool. I don't
A
know.
friend
Yeah, go ahead.
of mine, she has this beautiful tuxedo cat, and she, if you're ever at her place when you're having a deep conversation or you get your, you're upset about something, you might not even be tuned into the fact that you're upset, and this cat will come up to you and literally put its paw on your chest to be like cons to console you, and you're just like, oh, I am upset about that. Thank you. It's just
Yeah.
this heartfelt cat. She's so special.
Yeah, how did you know? How
How
did you
did you
know?
know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out. And okay, I
Yeah.
feel a little better. Feel a
Feel
little
better.
better.
We're okay. But their
Yeah.
purrs are actually designed, they purr to calm themselves down, and they know they can purr to calm you down.
Right.
And it's like this, I don't know, I'm going to mess up the words, but it's like some form of vibration that happens
Yeah.
that they, it's actually very healing for us.
Right. And I mean, yeah, like vibration is so healing. I don't know. Have you ever had you ever done like the sound baths or any of those kind of things? And that was something I thought was a bunch of fucking weird shit. And then I tried it and then I was like, oh, okay, I'm wrong. I'm happy I'm wrong.
There's another one that we got wrong about. I had the
Yeah.
craziest the first time I ever did a sound bath, because of course every time you do one, it they're never always the same. But my
Right.
first experience like blew me out of the water. It was, I went so deep inside myself. And this is like in my 20s. I went so deep inside myself that I somehow found like the demon within and like brought her out of the caves and into the light.
Wow.
It
What was
was,
that like?
first of all, scary because I'm not a horror movie watching person. I my
Yeah.
imagination is clearly way too wild this, that I don't watch horror movies. But it was straight out of a horror movie at first.
Whoa.
Descending into this cave, knowing that I had to go in there and be there and like, retrieve something. I didn't know what I was doing. And then to fall upon, not fall, but stumble upon in a deep, deep cell of like this horror image, like of a human, which actually was me. Plot twist, I eventually learned. And to see her there, and then to have the experience of becoming her and seeing myself reach up, reach down to retrieve myself essentially and bring me into the light. Like
And
in a deep, I was obviously in a very deep meditation. With the singing, the crystal bowls, singing bowls, whatever. And it was very focused on self-love. So, yeah. And I was like, when I eventually woke up from it, tears flowing. Like my face was just full of my tears. And just, I knew I had done something remarkable for myself.
yeah. And so how did you express that verbally to the person you were working with? Or did it just take a while to process it?
It took a while to process it. It was in a group, so I didn't really, how do you
Ooh.
say, like, how do you say something so profound and you're like, you're afraid of some of the judgments around you? I mean, I'm telling it now, like it's an old story because it is my story. I've earned it. I've worked with it. I'm proud of it. But yeah, at the time, I couldn't say anything but like thank you to her and tell her that like I've had a very profound experience here. Thank you so much. And of course, she now has she's got a stamp on my growth and on my life, my central lifeline and my path that Kylie Defoe, she's incredible.
All right.
And
Shout
she's
out to
still doing
Kylie.
it, Kylie. Yeah, and so yeah, and then there's kind of one of those things of like, okay, so now what do we do? And I just allowed things to kind of unfold, and I really ended up loving that part of me. And that was actually way be that was like way before I even stepped into coaching. I
It was
had
setting
that
me
experience.
on that path. It's really odd. So like, I don't know, a lot of different religious places, especially, well, I mean, especially kind of Catholic, a lot of places have really, really crazy acoustics within the place, the church or whatever it is. And, they got rid of all, I mean, like, I don't know. And some like the tones they do, like with the chanting and shit. The chanting's a lot like the cat purring, kind of a deal. And yeah, shitty.
Oh, where did I learned that singing can actually open up your throat and your heart chakra?
Right. Totally. Yeah. It's just, yeah, you get the right vibration and you're there. I can't do it. I can't sing worth a shit. I don't
We all
understand
can.
how to bring myself to have that kind of reverberation within my body. That I mean, how cool is that? Like walking up to someone and just have this, I guess you can do it with a sound bath and do the same thing. But yeah, just be able to go to someone and heal them, like or so many of those things you can get on YouTube with healing frequencies and stuff you listen to, and it's like, oh shit, all right, I needed this. Like, this is something that again I thought was fucking stupid. So many things I thought were so stupid that I fucking like, oh, I like saying this, that the green eggs and ham to me. And
Good
I'm like,
one.
okay, I'm good with that. Thank you for opening me up to this. I would have never thought of that. Like, I trying to be cool, and like, nah, that's dumb. But then I realized, like, oh, it's
This
pretty
is
all
actually
right.
really cool.
This is helping. This is helping.
Yeah.
This is working. And
Done something. And that's not like, I mean, I am a believer in science and medical and everything, but at the same time, I'm like, why wouldn't I also try alternatives? Why wouldn't I give myself the best case scenario? If the alternatives are not going to cause me any harm, why am I not trying them?
right. What's it gonna hurt? It's probably not gonna make it
Yeah.
worse.
Worst case scenario, you sit in a sound bath, you get an amazing sleep. Like the second time around that I did it, this man next to me, he had the most amazing sleep of his life because all he did was snore. And I was like, great, at least someone's getting something. It's just.
And it's interesting too when you do the group ones, what kind of how that works with their energy around. I was talking with someone recently about this with acupuncture, being in a room like in a circle with, 8 people getting acupuncture at the same time. It's how fucking powerful that is. And you get everyone else that you start feeling their energy of them feeling better. And okay, well, this is something. This is something. And that was
It's
something I
some
thought was stupid too. Sorry.
I know. I feel it because I think I'm trying to think of an example. Like, what could I equate it to when somebody that might not have stepped into that world of alternatives. And the best way that I can describe it is like, how do you feel when you're at a concert watching your favorite artists perform, and the crowd is singing along. Pay attention to what is happening to you and how you're feeling. Now, I am now connected to my emotions, and I will cry at the drop of a hat. So I get so overwhelmed and so happy that I will start to cry. But that's kind of like the same, that whole idea of like group energy that I like to pull in and say, okay, like, you know, there's something happening here because everybody's focused on just how much they're loving this moment as they sing these words, even if they suck at it.
So it doesn't matter. It's
Doesn't matter.
perception to them. They're out having a great time. Everyone else having a great time. And take it in. Take it in. Enjoy it. Just why not? It's okay. It's okay to feel good. It's okay to feel great. Don't feel bad about feeling great. There's ways to do it. So get to it. So if you want to feel great, you got to get a hold of Jamie. And Jamie, how are people going to get a hold of you? How can people work with you? How can they find out about other parts of you and other ways to learn from you?
Yeah, so the best way to connect with me, you can actually follow me on Instagram. So that's WalkerXOXO. You can also check out my website. That's walkercoaching.ca. And Rusty, thank you so much for having me here and to your listeners for coming on this journey. I actually want to offer them a free workbook. So if you go to my website, we'll have the links. You can actually download the Working with Your Emotions book for free at your pod.
That's awesome. Yeah, and then you'll have the code to put in there to do it, and that easy. That easy. Make it start making your life a little bit better. It's
Yeah,
okay. Why?
just one step at a time.
Yeah. Dip your toe in. Dip your toe in if you're gonna get anybody. Okay, I can dip a little bit more of my toe in. Well, maybe my foot, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I'm up to my elbows. What did I do to myself? Why am I evolving?
That's what
So
it's about. We came here to evolve.
do you want to hang on for a few minutes and I can talk to you for a few minutes afterwards? Is that cool?
Yeah,
Okay,
absolutely.
cool. All right. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for being here. Great time having you on. I appreciate it. And so
Thank you, Rusty. I appreciate
you're
it.
welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. There we go. Cool. So that is Jamie Walker. Get a hold of her. I'll give you all the information how to do it. It's that easy. You guys, that easy. So thank you everyone for being here on the Rusty Diamond Podcast Network. Check out rustydiamond.net for any way you need to get a hold of me. Or hypnosisisgreat.com. I don't care. There's my phone number if you go to rustydiamond.net. Not rustydiamond.com. Fuck them for holding that hostage. Thank you, everyone. You're the best. And that is the show, man. Boom.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.